Well, our reporter Annie Guest is in Bowen, southeast of Townsville, and she joins me now. Annie, what are the conditions like in Bowen at the moment?
Tom, it's still very wet here. The rain is sometimes horizontal, so it's still got a lot of wind behind it, although some of the ferocity has gone out of the wind. It's now down to under 85 kilometres an hour. It gusts up to over 100. And from my relatively limited vantage point here at a motel in the centre of Bowen, because of course we can't move around, I have seen some structural damage taking place in and around this area. We've seen an awning come off a neighbouring building. We've seen a sail ripped off the top of a public square near the town's library. We've seen an antenna bent over and radio aerial damaged. You can even notice some of the vans and the car parks wobbling at times, as are the streetlights out on the road. I can also tell you that inside our motel room, we've got about a centimetre of water in our bathroom from where you just can't stop the rain coming through the windows.
Annie, we've heard about disruptions to the phone network, for example. So what are some of the obstacles there at the moment in terms of the response to this event?
Yes, that's right, Tom. The telecommunications has been somewhat limited this afternoon because Optus has gone out. The power has been out for, I think, most of the afternoon. So it'll be more difficult for, and also with the conditions as they are, emergency services are not yet able to be out and about, so it will be more difficult to respond quickly should anybody need assistance. And of course, it goes, it's the same for us as well. We're unable to get out and about and report on how people have been affected in Bowen.
And Annie, as we heard in Catherine Gregory's report, Queensland could feel the impact of this storm for the next 3 to 5 days as it travels down the coast. But what are we expecting in the coming hours in Bowen?
Well, these destructive winds are expected to continue well into the evening, into the night actually, Tom, and the rain is predicted to continue as well. So very unfavourable conditions and unsafe conditions to get out and about.
That's our reporter Annie Guest in Bowen. Thank you.